You've reached the right place. A destination called Seoul. It's the BRNX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
From the legendary Frankie Lyman from 1960. Now, this song was done by many people and at least one group. Little Bitty Pretty One was a song from 1957, originally written by Bobby Day. The same year, the song was popularized by Thurston Harris, which was produced by Aladdin Records, located in Los Angeles, California, featuring the Sharps on the backing vocals. Now, Thurston Harris' version reached number 6 on the U.S. Billboard bestsellers chart and number 2 on the R&B chart. And then Frankie Lyman recorded his version of the tune, which reached only number 58 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1960. Clyde McFadder returned to the top 40, and his version peaked higher than Frankie Lyman's at number 25 on the Hot 100 in 1962. And then you had in 1972, the Jackson 5 covered the song for their Looking Through the Window album, and the song went to number 13 on the Hot 100. And lastly, Aaron Carter covered Little Bitty Pretty One for the 2001 Disney movie, The Princess Diaries. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and this is Professor T-Love coming at you once again on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, and also on iHeartRadio.com, as well as going to my podcast website, www.abowlofsoul.com, and make sure you catch me on live365.com. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, I had to pull this out the 45 cabinet. This song from Bobby Parker talking about, baby, you better watch your step. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, J Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Now, if you listen to the guitar lick on that, you've heard that riff before. This song was written and recorded in 1961 by R&B guitarist Bobby Parker, and the song spent several weeks in the Billboard Hot 100 chart, peaking at number 51 during the week of July 15th, 1961. And like I said, you heard that riff before. You know, this single was released in the UK and had influence far beyond its modest commercial success. It was covered by various artists in England like Adam Faith, Manfred Mann, and the Spencer Davis Group. Now, that main riff that you heard, the Beatles, they took that riff and they most notably put that riff in I Feel Fine and Daytrip. Now remember, Day Trip. Dun, 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 dun. It's the same riff, you know. And in the Beatles anthology, John Lennon said, Watch Your Step was one of his favorite records. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Just giving you the history, baby. Because, you know, a lot of what you hear in rock and roll comes from R&B. Coming up next, woo! Bringing you some down home New Orleans soul. Woo! From Mr. Jimmy Hicks, who did a cover of Gene Knight's Mr. Big Stuff. He's saying, yo, I'm Mr. Big Stuff. And this thing is, this song, woof, it's funky, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette Cooper from the group Climax. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of music. And slap me, because I know I'm looking good.
I'm Mr. Big Stuff. Just like you see I am, I'm Mr. Big Stuff. I'm not hard up for love. Now I know I wear all these fancy clothes. I'm a big fine car now. Oh yes I do. I know you can afford to give me your love. The big stuff. Just like you see I am, I'm the big stuff. I'm not hard up for love. Now I know all the girls you see me with. I know I broke their hearts. I am the loving them bit by bit. I made them cry. Many poor girls cry. I'm gonna make you happy. I'm gonna make you satisfied. Cause I'm Mr. Big Stuff. Just like you say I am, I'm Mr. Big Stuff. I'm not hard up for love. I'd rather give my love to a woman with a heart that's true. I'm not fooling round, girl, and I won't hurt you. Cause when we give our love, we want love in return. And this can be a lesson. Oh, we both have learned. Cause I'm Mr. Big Stuff. Just like you say I am, I'm Mr. Big Stuff. I'm not hard up for love. I'm Mr. Big Stuff. I'm never gonna break your heart. I'm Mr. Big Stuff. I'm never gonna make you cry.
Woo! Mr. Big Stuff! He said, I'm Mr. Big Stuff. Woo! From New Orleans Zone, Mr. Jimmy Hicks. That was from 1972, baby. And that song is one of them records, you know, that you put on in a party and then people are up on the floor even to this day. Woo! I'm Mr. Big Stuff. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Want to give you some feel-good party music. You know, a lot of us have been homebound because of this coronavirus. And, you know, we need something to lighten up the air, you know. There are quite a few people. I live here in New York City, and, you know, we have been quarantined in terms of we've been locked down. And, you know, we're practicing social distancing, and I'm praying for all those who are working, especially the nurses, the doctors, the EMTs, the police, those people that are working at city agencies like myself, that's still trying to keep New York City going. And, you know, and it's not easy. But, you know, I just pray for the rest of the country, and I'm just praying because quite a few people have died from the coronavirus, and, you know, just make sure you're taking good care of yourself and you're practicing social distancing and you using your mask, you're wearing your face mask as well. And I just believe, I believe God for it. I believe we're going to come out of this. It would be great if people didn't have to die. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? Only God knows, you know, he knows what's going on. And I'm praying that we have people that will use wisdom, and not only wisdom, but that we work together collectively to battle this virus. Coming up next, I got a song from Tyrone Ashley, and this is another one I had to blow the dust off of this 45, but it's a good 45, baby. Talking about Let Me Be Your Man, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there, this is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Woman, I've never been much on words before, but you've taught me the meaning of true happiness. And you see, I've sat on the sideline much too long while all the fellas made advances at you. But now I realize that deep in my heart, you were made for me. And I know that I was made for you. So I'll make it short. You see, before I lose you to another altogether, I'll have to say these words.
Give you some of that classic soul from 1970s from Tyrone Ashley, talking about Let Me Be Your Man. Woo! I love that. I love hearing that classic soul. You know, it just takes you back. And, you know, some of these things, they still make you feel in your heart, man. You still feel these records, you know. That's why they're so lasting. You know, it's you know, these are songs that, you know why your mama and daddy, you know, played those records back to back, man. They would say, okay, we gonna play that song again on repeat. And sometimes they'll play it like 10 times, 20 times, because there's something about that song that they feel it touches their soul. And coming up next, This is a Philly soul group, white soul group, Philadelphia. The Jaggers talking about Gotta Find My Way Back Home. And this was produced by Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. So it's got that Philly soul sound on it. And this is a bowl of soul.
Gotta find my way back home. I've been away too long. Gotta find my way back home. I know I was wrong. I should have stayed at home. I've been gone, gone, gone for such a long, long time. I don't know what must have possessed my mind. Rightly say, so I'm moving on down the line. Gonna search everywhere till I find that little girl of mine.
Gotta find my way back home. I've been away too long. Gotta find my way back home.
I know that I was wrong. I should have stayed at home.
Soul from the Jaggers talking about Gotta Find My Way Back Home. You know, you definitely hear that Philly soul sound, you know, from them. You know, I was shocked myself when I found out they did this song, and it was on the Gamble record label, you know what I'm saying? And it was a regional hit. It was a regional hit for them, you know, and because the Jaggers, they had this, they're a rock band, and they had this song, the rapper, but, you know, the Jaggers were from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and they, you know, and they got that Philly soul treatment on that song. I really was surprised by that. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, and I got something real hot for you next. Another woman that I felt she was a great singer. She had a massive hit with her own written song, Yes, I'm Ready. This lady, she really was on top of the charts in the 60s. The mid 60s up until the 70s and the 80s, and she came out with this song, Another Man. But this song from 1964 on the Arctic record label, Miss Barbara Mason, talking about girls have feelings too. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
Girls have feelings, girls have feelings, girls have feelings. Just because a girl won't cry, after her boy says it.
Girls Have Feelings. And that was off of Barbara Mason's album, Yes, I'm Ready, released in 1965. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I Do, that was the name of the album on the National General Records label. The song was written by the legendary Mr. Jimmy Bishop out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, giving you that Philly soul sound from Miss Barbara Mason. Here is another group who was produced by another Philly legend, Tom Bell, the Stylistics. Talking about payback is a dog, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jive York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
I heard
deep. That song was done in 1973 off of the Rock and Roll Baby album from the Stylistics. The lyrics said, first I tried to look, I paused a moment just to catch my breath, until I saw how big a fool to love you so. The way I had nowhere to go. The lyrics are serious. This was written by Tom Bell. Ooh, man, I'm telling you, the Philly soul sound, especially with the Stylistics, Blue Magic, the Delphonics, the Futures, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, the Spinners. If you hear a lot of their slow jam songs, they're killer. They're killing, and they still stand the test of time. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And this is Professor T. Love. And coming up next, I remember this song. I don't care. This song was from a group that was based in Miami, Florida. This song is a combination, it's R&B, it's funk. They call it disco. To me, it's still R&B. Get Off from Foxy from 1978, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Get off.
make you get up and dance. Woo! Get off, baby. You know, and that is the second album. This is off of the second album from the Miami, Florida Latin dance disco group Foxy. And, you know, this single came out in 1978, baby. The group, composed of Ish Ledesma, Richie Puente Jr., Charlie Murciano, Arnold Passero, Joe Galdo, Carl Driggs, and the Bonnaroo Horns. And you know what? This single, Get Off, was number 9 on the U.S. Billboard chart and number 1 on the United States R&B charts and number 18 on the U.S. dance charts. And it was number 3 as the Billboard Top Black Albums and number 12 on the U.S. Billboard Top Pop Albums. Let me tell you, that song was killer. And I bought the 45. That's one you could play it at any party. Young and old will be on the floor dancing to Get Off. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we on the party train, baby. Woo, with the Gap Band doing their thing. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Miss Kelly. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Professor T Love.
All aboard!
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Oh,
Hey, woo! From the Gap Band, baby. That was a hot joint coming from 1983. Right off of, woo, the Gap Band album called Gap Band 5. Jamming, baby. That was a hot song in 1983. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to give you something from 1981 that was very hot in New York City. Miss Tracy Webber talking about Show a Shot. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Like I am of this one, baby.
This dance hit, Sure Shot, was released in later in 1981 after Tracy Webber's death. She recorded the single, and in that same year, she was murdered. And, you know, she was shot and killed in an apartment in Harlem, New York City. But the song reached as far as number 3 on the Billboard Disco Top 60 chart in February of 1982. Sure Shot was popular in the dance clubs in San Francisco as one of the top 25 dance club records of 1981 and 1982. And the song was played by the legendary late great Mr. Larry Levan in New York City, who released his own dance mix of the song. And we celebrate the late Miss Tracy Webber with her hit, dance hit, Sure Shot. And I'm going to leave you with this great song from the 1980s from Unlimited Touch. One of the bass players, Mr. Sandy Anderson, it was reported that he died from the coronavirus. He was a legendary bass player for this 80s group that came out of New York City, Unlimited Touch. I hear music in the streets, and we celebrate the legacy of Mr. Sandy Anderson here on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Rubbing to the beat.
Maryland. We give our condolences to the family of Sandy Anderson, who was the bass player for this group, Unlimited Touch. He was the founder of this groundbreaking 1980s soul dance band, Unlimited Touch. And you know, that album that they had, I Hear Music in the Streets, let me tell you, that album is a classic album, because on that album is Searching to Find the One. Gotta keep on. And oh, there's so many classic songs. I got a place for you in the middle, right in the middle of my heart. Oh, you got to get that album. It's still good. When they play I Hear Music in the Streets, people are all over the floor. And we celebrate the legacy of Mr. Sandy Anderson, and we give our condolences to Mr. Sandy Anderson's family from right here in New York City. And we've reached the end of A Bowl of Soul. I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with Professor T Love by liking my Facebook page. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. You can download my podcast on www.abowlofsoul.com. Make sure you tune in on iHeartRadio. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. I am also on my radio network, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, on Live 365, giving you 365 days of soul. And this year is 366 days of soul, 7 days a week, 24 hours of the day. It's A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you catch A Bowl of Soul right here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And make sure, if you want A Bowl of Soul t-shirts, definitely you can get A Bowl of Soul t-shirts by going to my Instagram page. Oh yes, I am Professor T Love, right? Prof T Love, right there on Instagram, okay? And definitely catch up with A Bowl of Soul. You can get those nice t-shirts and stuff like that from A Bowl of Soul. And you know, I have a link where you can go to link.tree, and you can catch up with A Bowl of Soul that way as well. That's right, it's http://linktr.ee/A Bowl of Soul. I'm going to say it again. http://linktr.ee/A Bowl of Soul. And you can go right in there and purchase A Bowl of Soul t-shirts. This is Professor T Love, and I hope that you enjoyed this segment. Make sure you stay safe, be careful, and most of all, take good care of yourself, check in on your friends and family, and most of all, just pray that we come out of this coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.